Finally today, our weekly walk beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra. As well as talking to us, he publishes dailyclimate.org and environmental health news. That's EHN.org. He's on the line from Conyers, Georgia now. Hi, Peter. What's up?
Well, hi, Steve. Here's a pretty cool story that's been playing out for several years. Back in 2011, one of our reporters at Environmental Health News, Brett Israel, filed a story on brominated vegetable oil, or BVO.
And what does brominated vegetable oil, or BVO, do?
Well, it depends where you live. Here in the United States, BVO is an additive in some fruit-flavored soft drinks. But in Europe and Japan, you're not allowed to use it in food, but you can use it as a flame-retardant chemical additive.
So get out. You're saying it's food stuff here and a fire stopper elsewhere?
Yeah, and here, as of back then, 2011, it was in Gatorade, Powerade, Mountain Dew, and a whole lot of citrus-based drinks as an emulsifier. And that sort of holds the flavorings together so you don't have water at the top of the bottle and flavoring at the bottom. When Brett Israel did this story for us, it struck a nerve with a 15-year-old high school student in Mississippi named Sarah Cavanaugh. She read the story. She started a petition on the change.org website focused on Pepsi Cola, the owners of Gatorade. 200,000 signatures later, Pepsi announced it would remove brominated vegetable oil from all of its Gatorade products. Sarah turned her sights on Coca-Cola. Coke owns the Powerade brand, and this week Coke confirmed it's quitting BVO as well.
Well, it sounds like a big victory for consumer concerns, but what do we really know about brominated vegetable oil?
Well, the companies like Coke and Pepsi say it's safe, even though they've just gotten rid of it due to consumer concerns. The FDA has given it conditional approval for use in food. In fact, they gave it conditional approval 30 years ago, and that's where it stayed, sort of in a food limbo. Some studies have shown health risks with fairly large levels of consumption, but BVO is patented as a flame retardant.
Maybe that's why football coaches don't burst into flames when they get the bucket of sports drink dunked on them at the end of a winning game. Next story, Peter?
Okay. There are pipeline projects crossing Canada that are just as contentious as the Keystone XL pipeline. It is here in the U.S. And last week, a prospective pipeline builder, Kinder Morgan, got a little too enthusiastic about the value of pipelines.
A little over the top. How?
They submitted a report to the Canadian federal government on a pipeline it hopes to expand to carry the tar sands in Alberta to Canada's west coast. And one of the economic benefits, they say, comes from pipelines is how much money people might make cleaning up tar sands oil spills. They said that spills create business and they create employment opportunities.
Isn't that a little like saying cigarettes and car wrecks are good business for the funeral industry?
Yeah, people in the vicinity of an oil spill are always really thankful for it.
I'm sure they are. Hey, Peter, what's on the calendar this week?
7 years ago this week, one of the world's greatest news and media empires threw down the gauntlet on climate change. The media mogul in charge brought in all of the executives and told them, and this is his quote, "Climate change poses clear catastrophic threats. We may not agree on the extent, but we certainly can't afford the risk of inaction."
Okay, Peter, what's the name of this tree-hugging media tycoon?
Sir Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, come on, really? You're telling me that the guy who owns Fox News and the Wall Street Journal thinks climate change is a big deal?
Yeah, and he committed their parent company, News Corporation, to dramatically reduce their carbon footprint. It made a fair amount of news at the time, although I don't think it made Fox News or the Wall Street Journal or The Simpsons, which he also owns.
So doing something about climate change while your global news empire says it doesn't exist, is that what they mean by fair and balanced?
Well, you got to watch yourself using that fair and balanced talk. I remind you that those words are registered as a trademark by Sir Rupert's company.
Well, you can find these and other links to our stories at LOE.org.
But you won't find it on the News Corp site. It was taken off a couple of years ago.
Peter Dykstra is the publisher of Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. Thanks so much, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Talk to you soon.